I often say that Charles Dickens should be considered the patron saint of American theaters. Stage versions of A Christmas Carol, his classic 1843 tale about the ghostly Christmas Eve visitations that convert Ebenezer Scrooge from a mean, tight-fisted miser to a generous, loving man, sustained theaters across the United States and beyond with holiday productions that generate revenue to support the balance of their seasons. That doesn't mean they aren't fun to watch, though. The Cincinnati Playhouse in the Park has offered one of the best for a quarter century, in fact. 25 years is how many years that this has been happening. My guest this evening is actor and director Michael Evan Haney, who has been involved since the very beginning. Welcome, Michael.
I'm happy to be here.
You started when you were 12, right?
I wish.
You, in fact, started by playing Bob Cratchit back in 1990, I believe that it was.
Yeah.
Did you have any idea when you were cast in that role that, oh my gosh, you'd be doing the show for years and years?
Well, they've already made my tombstone. It just says that Christmas Carol on it. That audition changed my life. It brought me to Cincinnati for the first time. And then when I took over directing the show, Ed Stern took the risk of having this actor who had never really directed in a regional theater before to take it over. And it eventually led to me becoming associate artistic director at the Playhouse and moving here and living here for 14 years.
We're glad that you did. So
yeah.
God bless us, everyone.
Exactly.
The adaptation of this, I think, is part of the magic. The playwright Howard Dallin adapted Dickens' novella for this. I've seen other productions, but to me, this one it stays the truest to the original and yet is still so heartfelt to watch and listen to.
It's a marvelous adaptation. He kept so close to Dickens' language. He didn't dumb it down at all. When I've seen other productions, that's the first thing that always bothers me the most. But this one is so rich, and it forces the audience to come up and meet it. And it's like reading a great Dickens novel. And there are things in the book that aren't dramatized. They're all description. But those scenes, he has done such a great job of matching Dickens' prose. So it's seamless. It really is seamless.
Well, and Dickens had a very theatrical sense. I know that he sort of aspired, in fact, to be a playwright. If he only knew that he was going to end up on stages everywhere, but he wasn't very successful with that aspect in his lifetime. It was his novels that really carried him along.
Absolutely. Although he did read his novel. I mean, he was quite the actor. And
yes.
As a matter of fact, he finished reading his adaptation of Christmas Carol for the stage. He'd do it as a one-person reading at a lectern, and when he walked off stage after the end of it, that's when he passed away in his dressing room.
Yeah.
So it was the last thing he ever did.
I hope that the 25th year is not the last thing you ever do, but you have been directing the show. You played Bob Cratchit for 2 years, and then you started directing. So it's been 23 years, 23 productions, in essence. I mean, it's the same physical production, more or less, from year to year. It is the same script, but it's not always the same show. I've seen it often enough. In fact, I think I may have seen it every year. There are little things that get tweaked and changed every year, but could you talk a little bit about that process?
Sure. One of the things that's magnificent about the opportunity I've been given with this show is in directing it 23 years, it's cumulative. Every year, the cast is a bit different. Some years, it's very different because we have a new Scrooge or new main characters. But every year, there's something. And each actor who has come to this show, I've been blessed with such wonderful actors that we've been able to hire. They bring their own energy to it. They bring their own thoughts. They bring their own creativity. And it's built upon. It's, as I said before we started this, that we've been cumulatively rehearsing the show for almost a year and a half, if you count the 23 years.
Yeah, year after year, right.
And things that really work sort of get ingrained, but in every year they're played upon and enriched. So the fabric of the play is so dense now, so dense and beautiful. It's like the difference between Picasso's sketch and a Rembrandt. It's deeper and there's more subtlety in it. Almost everybody I know, when they see the show and they come up to me, they'll say, oh, you changed a lot of things this year. And yes, we changed some things. But I think also there's so much to look at in every scene because of this cumulative rehearsal process that if you sit in a different part of the theater, you see a different thing. Mm-hmm. And depending on what you're focusing on, it's allowed me for 23 years to watch this. I've probably watched it 1,000 times. And I still enjoy it, and I still find new things to get excited about.
You have a favorite moment in the show, or is that too hard for you to pick out when you've done so much with it?
I think my favorite moment of the show is when Scrooge, he's transformed, and he's just sent Bob Cratchit out to buy more coal, and he has the scene about, I will try to keep Christmas in my heart all the year. Because I think that's one of the many messages of the play that is really close to Dickens.
Every time I watch it, I know it's coming, and I missed up when he goes to Fred's house on Christmas morning, and Fred's wife comes out and welcomes him when he thinks he's going to be turned away because he's such an old Scrooge.
Right.
I'm going to miss up right now talking about it. Talk about your cast a little bit. You mentioned it's an interesting combination of a few professionals who you bring in from elsewhere, but many, many professionals who reside here in town. And this is a wonderful opportunity for them to work. Maybe they miss some of Christmas, but I think it's their own kind of celebration of the holidays to come together and do this.
Yes. When I first took over directing it, I talked to Ed about, I said, I think we should start bringing in as many of the local actors as we can for this production. And we've been really blessed. And now we have a Scrooge who's basically local. I mean, he lives up in Yellow Springs, but he's a Cincinnati actor.
That's right. And that's Bruce Cromer, we should mention.
Yes, Bruce Cromer.
Who played Cratchit for, I think, 8 years, and now he's done 11 years of Scrooge.
Yeah, he's gaining on me. And then for years, Dale Hodges has been in the show. Regina Pugh was in it for a very long time. But we really have made a concerted effort to bring in Cincinnati folks to do it. Over half of the Equity cast is local. Then we also have our intern program here at the Playhouse, and every year there are seven this year, but they change over every year, so that's always a new element. But yes, we've really made an effort, and all the kids are local. That's one thing that really changed between Howard Dallin directing it and me directing it, is that I really wanted kids, and I wanted kids who weren't professional actors, but who were really just genuine children, because I think that they bring something onto the stage. I mean, a child play is acting, and they're very close to it. And I've been really fortunate to have so many wonderful children.
And quite a few of them are all grown up now,
oh my gosh.
Do they come back? Do you see them?
At the closing night of the 20th, we invited all the children who'd been in the show back, and probably 30, 35 of them showed up, and they all came up on stage, and then we had a little party afterwards, and one of them is now an agent in New York. Another one is one of the producers of The Grinch Who Stole Christmas on Broadway. We have a lot of kids that are in college now, and they're studying acting or studying theater. Yeah, it's wonderful. They'll come up to me in the grocery store and say, Mr. Haney, hello. And I know if they call me Mr. Haney, they're probably a Christmas Carol kid. And I don't recognize them at all because they're taller than I am.
All grown up.
Yeah.
Well, I know that you have some wonderful traditions because they are tied up from well before Thanksgiving up to Christmas. In fact, a few days beyond Christmas. And so there's a lot of bonding that goes on between those performers.
Really. And most of the out-of-town people live on Parkside in those rooms, and they get together a lot. And then when I lived here, we used to have a lot of parties at my house. But the children, we would come up with ways to keep them really actively involved during rehearsal. My wife, Amy Warner, who played Mrs. Fezziwig for years, she started these color days where every day at rehearsal, there'd be a different color, and that's what you had to dress like that. And then we'd take a big picture at the end. And I remember Joellen, who was our Belinda one year, they were trying to choose which color, and she was about 7 years old, I think. She said, tomorrow, can we do earth tones? And so now, every year, there's an earth tone day.
Oh, that's great. Well, the 25th anniversary production of A Christmas Carol opened on Friday at the Cincinnati Playhouse in the Park. It is on stage through December 30th. For more information, you can follow the link at wvxu.org/aroundcincinnati. I've been talking with Michael Evan Haney, who's been part of A Christmas Carol at the Cincinnati Playhouse for 25 years.
Ooh.
Thanks for coming by tonight, and happy holidays.
Well, thank you. Merry Christmas.
For Around Cincinnati, I'm Rick Pender.